兄姐妹们，主里平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace to you in the Lord.
在这样一个特殊的疫情当中，能够在主里彼此问安，是何等的宝贵，何等的有福。
During this time of a pandemic, the fact that we can greet one another in our Lord Jesus, we are so blessed and so, it's such a privilege.
像我们弟兄所说，今天早晨我们乃是在父的慈爱里头相聚在主面前。
And just as our brother has shared with us, it is this morning that we gather in his presence, to be able to be together with him.
好，刚才麦克风没开。
Sorry, my microphone was not on yet.
所以求主早晨真是在他的慈爱里面保守我们在他面前的相聚。
So may the Lord watch over our gathering together in His presence.
像弟兄所说的，将近五个月没有能够我们能够面对面的相聚。
Just as our brother had said, it's been about 5 months since we could not gather face to face.
心中十分想念弟兄姐妹们。
And so in my heart, I truly miss and remember brothers and sisters.
但感谢主，我们还能够透过网路，能够在周三晚上和一些弟兄姐妹在主面前一同祷告。
But we do thank the Lord that even on Wednesday night, through the internet, we can still pray together with some brothers and sisters.
也在我们各区还有小组里头，也能够见到一些的弟兄姐妹们。
In our various districts, we can still gather with some brothers and sisters.
所以鼓励弟兄姐妹们，如果思念弟兄姐妹的话，可以参加网上各样的聚会。
And so I do encourage brothers and sisters, if you miss some of those around you, that you would gather together online.
特别在周三
particularly,
周三的祷告会
particularly Wednesday night prayer meeting.
让我们能够见到的更多弟兄姐妹一同参与。
And I hope that we can meet with more brothers and sisters.
在过去的一些机会里，和弟兄姐妹借着腓立比书来交通基督徒得胜生活的秘诀。
In the past, I had some opportunity to share with brothers and sisters about the secret of Christian living through the book of Philippians.
保罗借着腓立比书和我们交通到基督是我们的生命。
And Paul, in Philippians, has shared with us that Christ is our life.
他也和我们交通基督是我们的榜样。
And he also shared with us that Christ is our example.
基督他也是我们的目标。
And that Jesus is our goal.
今天我们要进到腓立比书第四章。
And today we're going to go into Philippians chapter 4.
我们要一同的来学习基督是我们的力量。
And together we will learn that Christ is our strength.
我们先一同打开圣经。
Shall we open up our Bibles?
到腓立比书第四章。
Let's open up to Philippians chapter 4.
我们要从第十节读到第二十节。
And let's read verses 10 through 20.
我先用中文读，再请我们姐妹用英文读。
We will listen to it first in Chinese and then in English.
腓立比书第四章第十节，我靠主大大的喜乐，因为你们思念我的心如今又发生，你们向来就思念我，只是没得机会。我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随是随在，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。然而你们和我同受患难，原是美事。腓立比人呐，你们也知道，我初传福音离了马其顿的时候，论到受受的事，除了你们以外，并没有别的教会攻击我。就是我在铁撒罗尼迦，你们也一次两次的打发人攻击我的虚用。我并不求什么馈送，所求的就是你们的果子渐渐增多，归在你们的账上。但我样样都有，并且有余，我已经充足，因我从以巴佛提受了你们的馈送，当作极美的香气，为神所收纳所喜悦的祭物。我的神必照他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里使你们一切所需用的都充足。愿荣耀归给我们的父神，直到永永远远。阿们。
Philippians 4, verse 10. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last you have revived your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned before, but you lacked opportunity. Now, not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Nevertheless, you have done well to share with me in my affliction. You yourselves also know, Philippians, that at the first preaching of the gospel, after I left Macedonia, no church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, but you alone. For even in Thessalonica, you sent a gift more than once for my needs. Not that I seek the gift itself, but I seek for the profit which increases to your account. But I have received everything in full and have an abundance. I am amply supplied, having received from Epaphroditus what you have sent, a fragrant aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. And my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Now to our God and Father be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
我们在一起低头有祷告。
Shall we bow for another word of prayer?
主，我们感谢你的慈爱和恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your loving kindness and your grace.
叫我们在这样一个特殊疫情的时候，还能够在你的面前聚集。
That in this special time of the pandemic, we can still gather in your presence.
主，早晨我们实在需要你来指教我们这得胜的秘诀。
Lord, this morning, how we need you to teach us this secret of overcoming.
叫我们能够学会如何靠着那加给我们力量的，凡事都能做。
So that we may learn the secret of being able to do all things through him who strengthens us.
我们把以下时间仰望你，与我们同在。
Lord, we place the following time in your hands. Do be with us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen.
我们先来看使徒保罗说这段话的背景。
Let's first take a look at the background of what Paul is saying here.
保罗当时虽然被监禁在罗马的监狱里
Paul, even though he was imprisoned in Rome,
但他却说我靠主大大的喜乐
And yet he says, I rejoice in the Lord greatly.
在圣灵的感动下腓立比教会打发他们中间的一位弟兄以巴弗提带着腓立比教会的爱心到罗马去看望保罗。
In the love of the saints at the in Philippi, they sent a brother to go visit Paul.
对保罗而言，一方面他固然因着腓立比教会的爱心，他得着激励。
And so to Paul, he was greatly encouraged by the saints in Philippi.
但更重要的是，保罗再一次经历了那位信实供应他的神。
And yet more importantly, to Paul, he experienced the God who provides for every need.
保罗在他侍奉神的道路上
And so for Paul, in his journey of serving the Lord,
虽然经过许多的艰难
even though he went through many trials,
他也有许多的需用
he also had many needs.
然而他却一次一次的经历信实的神如何供应了他
Yet time after time, he experienced how God provided for him.
所以保罗在这里再一次因着他所侍奉的神借着腓立比教会来供应他他心里面得着何等的安慰和鼓励
And so Paul here is greatly encouraged and greatly comforted through God's provision in the saints at Philippi
保罗告诉圣徒们你们对我的供给是神所收纳所喜悦的祭物
And so he tells the saints that yes, this is something that is acceptable to the Lord that pleases him.
因为腓立比的圣徒们，他们乃是在爱心里把他们所有的献给了神。
Because the saints in Philippi have offered to the Lord everything that they could.
并且他们所献给神的，能够被神来使用来供应神的仆人
and everything that they could offer not only was a provision and useful to God's servant
保罗说这是他大大喜乐的原因
and so Paul says this is a reason for his great rejoicing
保罗借着这样的交通他也进一步的告诉我们他学会的一个秘诀
and so Paul continues on to tell us this is the secret that he has learned
就是那靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能做
That is that he can do all things through Christ who strengthens him.
保罗所分享的这句话包含了两个部分。
And so Paul, in this sharing, it encompasses two parts.
这两部分是不能分开的。
And these two parts cannot be separated.
如果今天在我们中间有人说我凡事都能做，
Today if somebody among us says I can do all things，
我们可能都要觉得说这样话的人太狂傲了。
Perhaps we may feel that this person is exaggerating or boasting too much。
的确在圣经中有一位说这样话的人。
And yet in the Bible there was a person who said such a word。
那就是旧约里的巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒。
And that is the Old Testament King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon。
这段话是记载在但以理书第四章里。
And this is recorded in Daniel chapter 4。
有一天当尼布甲尼撒王他游行在巴比伦的王宫里。
One day King Nebuchadnezzar he was walking around in the palace of his nation。
他说这大巴比伦不是我用大能大力建为京都的吗？
He says, Babylon, isn't you the one that I have established?
这大巴比伦不就是要显扬我尊严的荣耀吗？
And isn't this Babylon to show off my glory?
尼布甲尼撒的意思就是我凡事都能做。
And so what he means here is that I can do all things.
圣经告诉我们他说完这句话不久他就被赶出世人。
And so the Bible tells us that very soon after he said this, that he was cast out from among men.
他与野地的野兽同居。
And that now he had to live with the beasts of the field.
吃草如牛。
And he had to eat grass of the earth like the cattle.
林养弟兄说他基本上就是疯了。
And so basically he went mad.
直到经过七期的时间他知道至高者在人的国中掌权。
He went through seven periods of time until he knew that the Most High is the ruler over all mankind.
后来尼布甲尼撒王他自己也承认只有神能够使人降杯。
And then later on Nebuchadnezzar himself acknowledged that it is God who can now put man into his own place.
而使徒保罗自己在他蒙恩得救之前他也曾经有类似的想法。
And even the Apostle Paul, before he was saved, he also had a similar thought.
因为保罗在他蒙恩之前，他极力的逼迫基督徒。
Because before Paul was saved, he was persecuting Christians.
因为他以为这样做乃是热心侍奉神。
Because he thought in this way he would zealously serve God.
他不仅在耶路撒冷热心的来逼迫基督徒。
And that not only would he zealously persecute Christians in Jerusalem,
用刑强逼他们说亵渎的话。
With force attack them so that they would speak, and he would speak poisonous words.
他又分外的恼恨他们，并且从大祭司那里得了文书。
He had great wrath and even obtained a warrant to arrest the Christians from the high priest.
这个文书就是授权保罗哈，能够到各处去，到更多的地方去逼迫基督徒。
This paper or the warrant allowed him to go to different places to persecute Christians.
直到外邦的城邑。
All the way to foreign cities.
我们可以想象，当保罗手里拿着大祭司文书的时候。
And so when the apostle Paul, when Paul had this warrant from the high priest,
他心里面很可能想我凡事都能做。
It is possible that he thought in his own heart I can do all things.
然而保罗在他蒙恩得救之后，
And yet after Paul's salvation,
他在这里向我们所做的见证改变了。
His testimony now changed.
他说我靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能做。
He says I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
这凡事都能做的意思并不是说我们得着了一个超能力。
This meaning of being able to do all things doesn't mean you have now a superhuman power.
我们能够飞天遁地，能够长生不老。
That you can fly over the heavens and that you will have long life and never get old.
也不是说我们得到一个超能力，我们能够心想事成。
Or that you have superhuman strength that you can do all things.
根据达比弟兄的翻译，这句话的意思可以说是借着在基督里的联合，我从他得着力量能面对各样的事情。
And according to Darby's translation, it is through being connected with Christ, I can have the strength through him who gives me power.
这就是基督徒在面对任何环境那个得胜的秘诀。
This is the secret of all Christians to overcome.
是靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能面对。
It is according to him who gives me strength, now I can face all things.
初期教会就给我们做了一个非常好的榜样。
And so the early church gave us a very good example.
我们知道教会在第一世纪诞生。
We know that the church was born in the first century.
那时候主已经离开他们升天了。
And the Lord had already departed, ascended to heaven.
他们在地上没有任何其他的依靠。
They had no other reliance here on earth.
他们唯一的依靠就是靠着那加给他们力量。
Their only trust and reliance was upon Him who strengthens them.
最近我们在年长聚会读到《使徒行传》第十二章。
Recently in the elderly meeting, we have read Acts chapter 12.
那时候教会从斯提凡被为主殉道之后，已经受到了许多的迫害。
After the martyrdom of Stephen, the church already was being greatly persecuted.
到了第十二章，我们看见那希律王又把雅各用刀杀了。
And we know that King Herod at that time had also killed James.
我们相信，当雅各被希律王捉拿的时候，教会一定是为他迫切的祷告。
We know that after James was arrested, the church must have prayed desperately for him.
因为教会不会靠着自己的力量要来反抗政府来解救雅各。
Because the church would not use its own strength to be able to oppose and save James.
他们所能做的乃是靠着那加给他们力量的主。
All they could do was according to the Lord who strengthens them.
虽然教会为雅各祷告，
Even though the church prayed for James.
但是我们看见雅各还是被杀了。
And yet we see that James was still martyred.
然而我们感谢主。
Yet we thank the Lord.
教会并没有因着雅各被杀而感到灰心失望。
The church was not disappointed and did not lose hope just because of James' death.
因为圣经告诉我们，希律王看见犹太人喜欢他所做这件事情，他也把彼得给抓起来了。
Because when Herod saw that this action pleased the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter.
然而感谢主。
And yet we thank the Lord.
圣经告诉我们，彼得虽然被捉拿，
that even though Peter was arrested,
教会却为他切切的祷告。
The church still prayed for him earnestly.
弟兄姐妹，因为初期教会他们学会了这个秘诀。
Because the early church learned the secret.
他们唯一的依靠就是靠着那加给他们力量的主。
Their only trust was upon the Lord who strengthens them.
然后我们看见神就行了一件大神迹。
And then we see that God made, He did this great miracle.
借着一位天使就经过那严严看守彼得的罗马监牢。
That he went through all the guards, all the prisons, in that was holding Peter.
不需要跟罗马士兵征战打架，就把彼得从那严密看守的监牢里面拯救出来。
He did not fight any of the guards, and yet in secret he saved Peter out of the prison.
开始连彼得自己都不敢相信。
At first, Peter, it was hard for him to believe it as well.
他以为自己是见了异象。
He thought he was in a vision.
就后来彼得就到了那个弟兄姐妹祷告的那个房屋。
And then he went to the house where the saints were praying for him.
那为着彼得释放恒切祷告的弟兄姐妹，他们也不相信彼得能够被放出来。
Even the saints who were praying earnestly for his release, they could not even believe that he had been set free.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见这就是初期教会的见证。
So brothers and sisters, this is the testimony of the early church.
借着恒切的祷告，他们能够来倚靠那加给他们力量的。
Through fervent prayer, they were able to trust in the one who strengthens them.
所以早晨我们愿意从保罗所分享的这个秘诀里面，我们来学习至少有三方面的属灵功课。
And so this morning, through Paul's experience and his learning, we have at least three points where we can learn from.
第一就是靠着那加给我力量的能够攻克己身。
And so the very first one is that through him who gives me strength, that I will be able, to be set free from my flesh.
也就是胜过我们的肉体。
That means to overcome my flesh.
在罗马书第七章里，保罗陈述了他与自己那个肉体征战的愁苦和无奈。
In Romans chapter 7, there Paul shares with us his own struggles, his anguish over his flesh.
对，在第十八节他说，我也知道在我里头，就是我肉体之中没有良善。
He says in verse 18, I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh.
因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
For the willing is present in me, but the doing of the good is not.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们基督徒共有的经历。
Brothers and sisters, this is our mutual experience.
当我们与我们肉体在那里挣扎的过程当中，
In the process of struggling with our flesh,
我们发现我们心里面明明知道如何能够讨神的喜悦。
We realize that within us, we know how to please God.
可是因着肉体的辖制，我们却不能行我们所想要行的事。
But through the bondage of our flesh, we cannot do that which we want to do.
保罗他承认他无法靠着自己的意志和力量来胜过这个肉体。
Paul acknowledges that through his own will and own strength he cannot overcome his flesh.
到了罗马书七章二十四节，保罗说，我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体。
And so that is why in chapter 7 verse 24 he says, wretched man that I am, who will set me free from this body of death?
弟兄姐妹，这是不是也是我们常常有的挣扎和愁苦呢？
Brothers and sisters, is this our struggle oftentimes in our anguish?
当我们长期在肉体的辖制里面，或许是一个罪恶，或许是我们的脾气。
Oftentimes we are in the bondage of our flesh, perhaps in our bondage to our sin or our temper.
我们靠着自己非常的努力，反复的挣扎。
Through ourselves, over and over, we constantly struggle.
到一个地步，我们实在像保罗的哀嚎一样，我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
To such a point where we cry out like Paul, wretched man that I am, who will set me free from this body of death?
然而保罗在这里，接下来他有一个得胜的呼喊。
And yet, Paul continues on to have this cry of victory.
感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。
Thanks be to God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, we can be set free.
保罗经过他一段靠着自己的与肉体的挣扎，他终于学会了一个秘诀。
We thank the Lord that Paul, through learning this lesson through his flesh, he has found a secret.
靠着那加给他力量的主，他能够攻克己身，胜过肉体的辖制。
According to the Lord, he now has strength that he can overcome the bondage of his flesh.
我相信许多做父母亲的都非常担心，今天我们孩子们在使用电脑和手机上，他们浪费太多时间，并且呢，也非常有可能受到一些世上而来不好的影响。
I do believe that many parents now are very worried about their children who have a lot of time, who are spending a lot of time on their cell phones, on the computers, and perhaps are negatively influenced.
哎呀，我们觉得孩子们他们这样子受到这些世界的吸引和肉体的捆绑，真是太危险了。
And that it is so dangerous because now they are being tempted by the world and they have such bondage in the flesh.
弟兄姐妹，那我们自己做大人的又如何呢？
But then for us as adults, how are we?
我们在看新闻、读论坛、追韩剧的上面，我们是不是同样也受了我们这肉体的辖制和捆绑呢？
When we watch the news, perhaps we also watch K-dramas, and also we are on different various message boards. Are we also in bondage?
我觉得今天主允许这个疫情临到全世界。
I do believe that today God has allowed this pandemic to come to this whole world.
实在是给我们做基督徒的一个非常特别的一个好机会。
It has given us Christians a very good opportunity.
因为我们有许多的时间。
Because we have a lot of time.
然而我们今天是否能够借着这样的一个机会，我们来靠着那加给我们力量的来攻克己身，胜过我们这肉体的辖制呢？
So now, through him who strengthens us, do we also learn the lesson to put our flesh into subjection so that we can experience his victory?
我们是否能够在我们自己对肉体的挣扎上面能够靠着主得胜，而成为孩子们他们一个好的榜样？
Can we also overcome our flesh through him who strengthens us so that we could be a good example for our children?
特别是对我们年纪小的还有我们青少年的孩子们，他们实在需要看见，从父母亲身上看见那好的榜样。
Particularly for the young children and for the youth, they want to see a good example from their parents.
昨天下午初中生家长就有一个特别的聚会。
Yesterday we had a special meeting for the middle school parents.
当然还是透过网上。
Of course it was also through online.
那感谢主，我们看到有许多父母亲他们都来参加。
And we thank the Lord, we saw many parents who that attended.
我们相信他们都是因着非常爱他们的孩子，关心他们的孩子，他们愿意来到主的面前一同的学习。
We see that they are all willing to come and learn before the Lord because they really love and care for their children.
其中有几位家长就分享到他们在这段疫情当中如何在主的里面靠着主的恩典和力量，他们来建立与孩子们有更多更好的亲子关系。
We heard several parents share that through the Lord who has love and grace upon them, they did experience a better relationship with their children.
有的家长他们学会了如何来请听孩子们和他们的谈话。
Some parents have learned how to listen to their children during their discussions.
因为以前小孩子小的时候都是父母亲讲给孩子听的。
Because in the past, when the children were very young, it was always parents speaking to the children.
父母亲说什么，孩子都很乖，很听话，都是 yes, yes, 都说是的。
Because in the past, when parents spoke, all the children would nod and say yes.
但是慢慢长大，到了初中，到了青少年。
But now they are middle schoolers, they are older youth.
有的父母亲都被受了惊吓，就发现这么乖巧的孩子怎么突然间会跟父母亲说 no?
And now the parents are so shocked and amazed. Why is it now my child says no to me?
就觉得我们青少年的孩子好像突然间改变了。
And that all of a sudden our children have changed.
我们的孩子的确是长大了。
Yes, our children have grown.
所以我们做父母亲的实在是需要来学习倾听他们。
And so as parents, we need to learn to listen to them.
也有家长们分享到他们如何在疫情当中啊，有一些的想用一些的想法和孩子们更好的能够一起做一些事情。
And now during this pandemic, some parents have shared that they want to have some activities together with their children.
这我觉得是非常智慧的。
And this is great wisdom.
因为我们父母亲不能整天跟孩子说，你不要上网，不要看电视，不要用手机。
Because you cannot all day long tell your children, do not get on the computer, do not watch TV, do not get on your cell phone.
你猜孩子会怎么说？
And then what do you think the children will say?
I'm bored. 我没事做。
I'm bored. 我很无聊。I'm so bored.
所以我们父家长实在是需要靠着那加给我们力量。我们的主呢，我们在主的面前有学习。
And so hour by hour, how we need to learn before the Lord.
所以这些家长们呢，他们就想出一些跟孩子一起拼图。
And so the parents, they have these ideas to make puzzles with the kids.
一起看电影。
They watch movies together.
当然不是去电影院。
Of course not going to the movie theater.
然后他们也出去露营。
And they go camping.
甚至一起做饭。
And they cook together.
有家长说他们现在一个礼拜有一天啊，是孩子做饭给家长吃的。
Some parents say that there's one meal out of the week where the kids have to cook for the parents.
小姐妹，羡不羡慕？
Do you admire that?
这不是一蹴即成的。
This is not something that happened overnight.
刚开始都是不容易的。
At first it was hard.
但父母亲能够学习靠着主而得力量。
But parents have learned that through the Lord they are strengthened.
能够有耐心花时间和孩子们在一起。
That they have patience to be together with their children.
他们慢慢的就一同建立了美好的亲子关系。
And together they have established a very good parent-child relationship.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise the Lord.
盼望有更多的家庭，更多的父母亲也能够和孩子一同的来经历。
We hope that more families, more parents and children will experience together.
叫我们在这段疫情当中能够靠着那加给我们力量的，我们能够来攻克己身，来胜过我们肉体的一些辖制。
So that through him who strengthens us, that we will be able to restrain our flesh, and so that he may gain the glory.
特别有一些长久辖制我们的罪恶，盼望我们也能够在这段时间当中靠着主，我们能够来得胜。
That we also pray that through this time, perhaps if there is any sin or flesh that is constantly keeping us in bondage, that through the Lord we will be able to have victory.
第二方面，我们从保罗身上也可以学习，靠着那加给我力量的，可以忍受试炼。
And secondly, we also see that Paul learned that he was able to overcome trials through him who gives him strength.
对，刚刚我们弟兄已经和我们分享了，在这段疫情当中啊，我们都遭受到这个非常长久难熬的试炼。
Our brother had shared with us earlier that we have all gone through this very long period of time, which is a time of testing.
那我们怎么样子能够在这试炼的环境当中，我们能够靠着那加给我们力量的，能够来度过，来胜过呢？
How can we go through and how can we overcome through this long period of time of testing?
我们来从保罗身上来学习
这个
秘诀。
We learn the secret through Paul.
保罗在哥林多后书十一章里，他就叙述了他为主多受劳苦、多下监牢等各样的试炼。
We see in 2 Corinthians 11, Paul lists out all the various trials and difficulties that he went through.
我们还是来稍微看一下好了。
Let's take a quick look.
在哥林多后书的十一章。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 11,
他说他冒死是屡次有的。
that he has gone through death many times, been in danger of death.
被犹太人鞭打五次，每次四十，减去一下。
5 times I received from the Jews 39 lashes.
被棍打了三次，被石头打了一次。
3 times I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned.
遇着船坏三次，一昼一夜在深海里。
3 times I was shipwrecked, a night and a day I've spent in the deep.
又屡次行远入路，遭遭江河的危险。
I have been on frequent journeys and dangers from rivers.
盗贼的危险，同族的危险，外邦人的危险。
Dangers from robbers, dangers from my countrymen, dangers from the Gentiles.
城里的危险，旷野的危险，海中的危险，假弟兄的危险。
Dangers in the city, dangers in the wilderness, dangers on the sea, and dangers among false brethren.
受劳碌，受困苦，多次不得睡，又饥又渴，多次不得食，受寒冷，赤身露体。
I have been in labor and hardship through many sleepless nights and hunger and thirst, often without food and cold and exposure.
他说，这个还是比较容易的。外面的事。
He says, actually, these are just merely easier outward things.
他叫他更感到沉重的是他为了众教会天天挂心。
And yet, there is a daily pressure on me of concern for all the churches.
弟兄姐妹，我相信我们都没有，我们都还没有经历保罗所经历的这么多这样的试炼。
Brothers and sisters, I believe that we have not experienced these many, many difficulties that Paul went through.
然而感谢主，经过这些环境，保罗他越来越学会了这个秘诀。
And through all of these things, Paul learned the secret.
就是在这么多的试炼当中，他能够啊，抬头挺胸地说。
That through all of these trials and difficulties, he's able to lift up his head and say,
靠着那加给我力量的，我能够忍受各样的试炼。
That I can go through all and various trials through him who strengthens me.
我们所熟悉的戴德森弟兄，他是一位神所重用的仆人。
We are all familiar with Hudson Taylor. He was a very important vessel used by God.
特别是在中国福音的事工上面。
Particularly in evangelism in China.
他舍弃了在英国舒适的生活，于1854年他来到中国。
We know that in 1854 he left his comfortable life in England and came to China.
当时在中国满清的时候，在那里当地的生活和事工都是非常艰辛的。
We do know that while he was in China that his life and his service was quite difficult.
但这些的试炼并没有改变戴德森对中国的那个热爱和那个负担。
And yet these difficulties did not diminish his love or burden for China.
就是神托付他将神的爱和神的福音要传遍中国每一个角落。
God had entrusted the sharing of the gospel and his love through Hudson Taylor to all different provinces in China.
在1870年戴德森经过16年的时间，他在中国建立了12个小的聚会。
In the 1870s, we know that he had established about 16 different churches, small churches there.
就是著名的内地会。
And that was the Inland China Mission.
当时他在那16年当中非常的艰辛。
He was very fervent during those 16 years.
他甚至赔上自己的健康和他的家人。
And the price was his own life as well as his family members.
包括他的妻子，
including his wife,
他所爱的孩子，
including his wife and 3 children.
他们都是在中国离世的。
And they all departed, they all died in China.
然而戴德森始终没有忘记他的那个目标。
And yet Hudson Taylor did not forget his goal.
就是神呼召他把福音传遍全中国。
And that is that God wanted him to share the gospel throughout all of China.
后来因着他身体健康的缘故，他必须要回到英国去休养。
And later because of his health, he had to go back to England to rest and have a furlough.
在英国休养的期间，他发现他需要背负更重的责任。
And when he went back to England, he realized he needed to bear an even heavier responsibility.
原因是原本在英国内地会的同工夫妇，他们因着也是因着健康的问题，他们必须要放下他们的服侍，也要休养。
And so it was because a couple that also was part of China Inland Mission in England, because of their health, they also needed to rest.
所以因着这个缘故，戴德森他只好被迫继续留在英国。
And so for that reason, he had to remain on in England.
直到那些行政的工作能够有合适的人能够来帮忙服侍， 他就准备回到中国去。
Until all the necessary preparations could be made for him to return back to China.
对于身体软弱的戴德生而言，那一段是非常挫折的一段日子。
And so for Hudson Taylor, for him personally speaking, it was a very, very challenging period of time.
他这么写道，知道是神呼召我。
And he wrote, I know it is God who called me to my work.
把我放在这样的一个位置上，
putting me where I am，
或者说放在这样的一个处境里，
that has put me where I am，
让我感到深感安慰，
so that it is no small comfort to me。
他说这不是因为我自己选择或是我自己要争取有今天这样的一个情形。
He says I have not sought this position and I dare not leave it，
所以我不敢贸然离开，因为他知道，就是神知道今天把我放在这样的一个位置的原因。
And so I dare not leave this position because he, that is God, knows why he places me here.
乃是要让我服侍、学习，甚至是受苦。
Whether to do or learn or suffer.
但信靠主的必不着急。
But the one whom I rely upon, he is not anxious.
对于你我而言，这都不是容易学的功课。
To you and I, this is not an easy lesson.
但我真心相信，就算神要我在这里待上十年，也有它的价值。
And yet I truly believe, even if God wants me here another 10 years, it will be of value.
就在戴德生带着一个生病的身体在英国等候主的一个过程中。
So during this process of Hudson Taylor waiting, even while in illness.
他站在他办公室里面对那巨大的中国地图面前。
He stood in his office facing that huge map of China.
他和他的一些弟兄姐妹一同祷告，求神赐下18位的宣教士能够也愿意到中国去传扬神的福音。
Together with some other brothers and sisters, they prayed over China so that they would have 18 missionaries who would be willing to go and share the gospel.
这个祷告虽然神没有马上的应允他，
even though God did not answer this prayer quickly,
但是在几个月后，神却在英国伦敦那里兴起了一班同心的基督徒，来和戴德生弟兄分摊这个宣教内地会在英国的行政工作。
And yet God did, after several months, He did raise up some like-minded believers who would do this work in England.
这样戴德生他就可以再回到中国去传福音。
So that he could himself could go back to China to share the gospel.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，在这疫情期间，也是我们需要来学习完全倚靠神的一个很好的机会。
Brothers and sisters, this period of time when we are in the pandemic is also a very good opportunity for us to learn to trust in God.
从三月以来，我们许多的父母亲和孩子们都因着疫情被关在家里。
Starting from March all the way till now, many parents and children have been locked up at home.
一方面，我们的确的享受有更多这个亲子的关系哈。
On one hand, yes, we do truly enjoy the time between parents and children.
这是我从许多父母亲所听得到的。
This is what I have heard from many parents.
但是一方面，我们也面对许多的挑战。
And yet on the other hand, we do face many challenges.
我听到有弟兄姐妹这么说。
I have heard some brothers and sisters say,
从前一天啊，只要做一顿晚餐。
That in the past, they only had to cook one meal, that was dinner.
现在因为全家从早到晚全家人都在家。
But now because the entire family is home,
所以每天要做三餐。
Every day I have to cook 3 meals.
我们包括我们姐妹在内。
Including our sister who is here.
而且还要每天想着怎么样菜色能够有变化。
And every day you have to think of what varieties you can present.
哎呀，这实在是不容易。
This is difficult.
如果在家里面负责做菜的弟兄或姐妹，你们就知道。
And so for the brothers and sisters who are responsible for cooking, you know.
还有我们想到再过几个礼拜哈，这个孩子们学校就陆续要开学了。
And we know that in a few weeks that the children will begin school.
做父母的也很为难。
And it's difficult for you parents.
送孩子去学校呢，又担心他们被感染。
If you send your children to school, you are afraid that they might get the virus.
那孩子被感染，他带回家。
And if they get the virus, that they might bring it home.
有可能全家都被感染。
And then it is possible it spreads to the whole family.
但如果把孩子留在家里呢，又担心孩子们的学习受影响。
And yet if the children remain at home, you are also afraid that their schooling is influenced, is affected.
有些做父母亲的非常担心啊，因为孩子们在家里上网课哈，那个效果真的是 有的人是差很多很多的。
And we do know that some children, their progress in learning online is very, very poor.
那如果还要半年，还要一年，孩子们只能上网课的话，那父母亲的确是要担心。
If the children still need to be, on their online classes for half a year or even a whole year, it really causes parents to worry.
还有，如果孩子在家里每天到底这个作息、这个活动时间怎么安排，也是很头痛的。
And how are we to arrange the daily schedule for our children is also another headache. You can't allow them to be in front of the computer the whole day.
这样的一个环境实在是充满了挑战，充满了试炼。
This environment greatly tries us, and it is challenging.
兄弟姐妹，我们必须要承认，我们今天乃是在一个非常特别的一个艰难的试炼里。
And so, brothers and sisters, we all acknowledge that we are in a very particular and difficult environment.
那我们是要选择继续靠着自己的努力来扛下去，而最终感到沮丧乏力。
Do we still try to press on through our own strength, until we have no more strength left?
还是我们愿意像戴德生弟兄一样，来到主的面前，安息在主的同在里？
Or should we also learn like Hudson Taylor, who learned to rest in the presence of the Lord?
不论这个疫情还要持续多久
，No matter how much longer this pandemic will continue,
我们靠着那加给我们力量的主耶稣
，According to Christ who strengthens us,
好好的服事
，Learn to serve well.
最小的事我们都好好的来服事
，Even in the smallest matters that we learn to serve well.
那我们也靠着那加给我们力量的。好好的学习
and that we would learn well according to Him who strengthens us.
学习我们当学习的属灵功课
to learn the spiritual lessons that we ought to learn.
甚至能够也能够靠着那加给我们力量的，我们能够来忍受这一切的试炼和苦难
and according to Him who strengthens us, that we would learn to endure all the trials and difficulties.
叫我们在这漫长的试炼中，能够来享受在主里面的那个喜乐和安息
and that through this long testing, that we would experience the rest and the joy that is in Him.
第三方面，我们从保罗身上也可以学习，靠着那加给我力量的。可以忠心尽责。
And also, we learn from Paul that through him who strengthens us, that we can be faithful to our responsibilities and calling.
我们提到在第一世纪，保罗蒙神所召来传扬神的道。
We talked about how in the first century, Paul, he was entrusted to share the gospel of God.
他跟随圣灵的带领，在各处建立教会。
And through the leading of the Holy Spirit, he established churches everywhere.
并且照了神的心意来牧养神的群羊。
And according to God's will, he was shepherding God's flock.
弟兄姐妹，这是何等不容易的服事。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very difficult service.
有时候我们想到我们家里面啊，有三只小羊、五只小羊、六只小羊，我们家的神弟兄家里有六只小羊，哎呀，我们都觉得这是相当不容易的服事。
Sometimes when we think about our own small flock, perhaps there's three sheep, five, or like Brother Jonathan who has six sheep in his house, it's a difficult service.
那我们想到保罗，他要牧养神这么多的群羊。
And we think about Paul, who had to shepherd so many sheep.
他从哪里得这么大的力量呢？
Where did he have such great strength?
叫他能够忠心地来服侍神。
So that he could faithfully serve God.
他的秘诀就是靠着那加给他力量。
His secret was according to him who strengthens him.
他凡事都能做。
That he was able to do it all.
保罗能够忠心尽责地在地上，在世的日子里面，按着神的旨意服侍神的儿女们。
Paul was faithful to the responsibility that God has entrusted to him so that he could serve all his sheep.
直到最后为主殉道。
Until the very end when he was martyred.
他能够说那美好的仗他已经打了。
He says, I have fought the good fight.
当跑的路跑尽了。
I have finished the race.
所信的道守住了。
And I have held fast to the faith.
不是靠着我自己，乃是靠着那加给我力量。
Not according to myself, but according to Him who strengthens me.
这是神在基督徒身上他所要得着的荣耀。
This is the glory that God wants to gain from all of us as Christians.
戴德生弟兄他回到中国几年之后，他必须又再一次的回到英国来安顿他其他的几个孩子。
After Hudson Taylor had returned to China for a few years, he needed to return back to England to settle his few children.
在他回英国之前，他摔了一跤。
But before he returned back to England, he had a fall.
起先他也没特别注意，到回英国一两周之后，他发现手脚开始麻痹。
But at first he didn't notice it very much, but a few weeks after he returned to England, he realized that his hands and feet were numb.
医生诊断他是脊骨受伤了。
And the doctors determined that he had damaged and injured his spine.
需要完全的卧床休息。
He needed full bed rest.
甚至医生说他可能再也没有办法起来走路或行动。
And the doctor said otherwise he would not be able to get up and walk again.
在不得已的情况之下，戴德森弟兄他只能躺在他的病床上。
So without any other choice, Hudson Taylor had to lay in bed.
但他仍然持守着那个意象。
And yet he still held fast to that vision.
就是神要他把神的福音传到中国每一个还没有听过福音的省份。
That God had entrusted to him that he would share the gospel to every single province that had not yet heard the gospel.
但如今他只能躺在那里。
And yet he could only lay there.
他什么都不能做。
He was unable to do anything.
但在那期间有一个基督徒的杂志刊登了他的一篇文章。
And yet at that time they were able to publish an article.
在这文章当中特别提到了，就是请英国的基督徒们能够每一天花一分钟时间，为着神能够差遣宣教士到中国传福音这件事祷告。
And so in that article, they published how they asked all the Christians to spend at least 1 minute each day to pray for missionaries to go into China.
许多的读者就说到这一篇的文章的挑战受到感动。
Many readers were convicted and they were challenged by this article.
在这段期间，戴德森弟兄他这样说。
And so Hudson Taylor at that time said,
这段不能动弹的日子也是我平生最快乐的时刻之一。
One of the happiest periods of my life was that period of forced inactivity.
因为我不能做其他任何的事情。
When one could do nothing.
因为我什么都不能做。
Because I could do nothing.
只可以耐心等候主。并且在享受在他里面的喜乐。
But rejoice in the Lord and wait patiently for him.
并且等候看着神他如何满足他每一个需要。
And see him meeting all one's need.
他向神所求的那十八个宣教士就在这期间陆陆续续的出现在他眼前。
And so those 18 missionaries that he requested from God gradually one by one came before him.
主在适当的时候带领他们一一的前来。
And at the right time, that one by one, they each received, and they all came before Hudson Taylor.
并且因着英国当地的基督徒为戴德森的身体祷告，神也医治了戴德森弟兄的这个脊背的伤。
And through the Christian's prayer in England, Hudson Taylor was also healed through his spinal injury.
戴德森他清楚地知道，他这个手脚麻痹需要卧床这件事情，乃是要显明这十八位愿意到中国传福音的宣教士这件事情。完全是神的工作。
And so Hudson Taylor very clearly knew that this was God's work in having him experience paralysis of his hands and feet so that he could come to see these 18 missionaries.
弟兄姐妹，我们这一次在这漫长的疫情当中。
And so brothers and sisters, during this very long pandemic,
我相信我们每个人都盼望什么时候这疫情能够快快的过去。
I do believe that every one of us, we're all hoping for this to quickly pass away.
但我们不需要在那里消极的等候。
However, we do not need to wait very pessimistically.
我们是否愿意像戴德森弟兄一样，学习顺服在神大能的手中？
Shall we also learn, like Hudson Taylor, to submit himself beneath the mighty hand of God?
在这疫情的期间，无论还有多久，我们能够来学习主所要我们学习的功课。
That during this time of pandemic, no matter how long it takes, that we would learn that which God wants us to learn.
特别是我们中间的年轻学子或是职业青年。
Particularly for our youth, those who are just starting to work or our college students.
盼望你们能够在这疫情的当中来学习善用神给你们的时间。
We hope that you will learn to use the time that God has given to you.
在这段时间当中不要做糊涂人，要做智慧人。
That during this time, do not be foolish, but be wise.
爱惜光阴。
To redeem your time.
好好的装备自己。
Equip yourself.
借着这一段神给你们的时间，好好的读经祷告。
So that through this time that God has given to you, that you would read God's word well and pray.
借着默想神的话语，能够明白神的旨意。
That through meditating on God's word, you would come to know what God's will is.
也能够在神在这段期间中给你们的带领，能够按着神的心意，照着主的时间来服侍。
That through God's leading and through God's will, that you would be able to serve those people around you.
如果你会做口罩的话，这也是一个很好的机会，能够做一些口罩来送给弟兄姐妹或是周围的朋友。
If you know how to make masks, perhaps this is a good time that you would make some for brothers and sisters or those people around you.
我知道你们都是很有创意的哈，你们也可以预备一些小礼物或是做一些食物。给送给需要的人。
I know that you're all very creative, that perhaps you could make some food or make some things for the people around you who have need.
或是可以借着视频或打电话能够关心那在难处里的一些肢体们。
That perhaps through social media or through phone calls that you would connect with those who have need.
弟兄姐妹，这都是神今天在疫情中给我们的机会。
Brothers and sisters, these are all opportunities that God has given to us now.
叫我们能够来学习，来经历如何靠着那加给我们力量的。
So that we may all learn and experience Him who strengthens us.
我们能够在这疫情当中来克胜过我们的肉体。
That in this pandemic we would learn how to overcome our flesh.
能够在这疫情的当中我们来学习如何靠着主忍受试炼。
And that through this pandemic, also through Him who strengthens us, that we would endure all testing.
我们也能够在这疫情当中靠着加给我们力量的我们能够来学习属灵功课能够来忠心的服侍
And that through this pandemic also through him who strengthens us that we would also learn how to faithfully serve him
那我们可能要想一件事那我怎么能够经历到那基督在我里面加给我那个力量呢
So perhaps now you may ask how can I experience Christ in me who strengthens me
简单的说乃是借着我们的祷告
Very simply put, it is through our prayers.
带着简单的信心来祷告主。
We are to pray with simple faith.
并且我们就要经历到圣灵在我们的魂里面的那个更新变化。
And then we will experience that renewal and transformation of our souls.
上个主日我们两位年轻弟兄托我们交通道。
And last Sunday, our two young brothers also shared with us.
在主回来之前，我们要被主占领。
That before the Lord returns, we are to be occupied with Him.
我们怎么样被主占领呢
？How are we to be occupied with Him?
借着信心的祷告。
Through prayer in faith.
借着信心来仰望那加给我们力量的主。
Through faith, we look to Him who strengthens us.
那我们。弟兄也交通道，我们要转向我们的主。
And so our brother also shared with us that we need to turn to our Lord.
因为我们的心几时转向主，我们的帕子就除去了。
Because when we turn to the Lord, that veil in front of our face will be taken away.
帕子就讲到我们的肉体。
And that veil speaks of our flesh.
当我们的心转向主，我们的肉体就能够被治死。
When we turn to the Lord, that veil, our flesh, will be put to death.
叫我们不再靠肉体。
So that we would no longer rely on our flesh.
我们单单仰望那为我们信心创始成终的主耶稣。
But we would look to the author and perfecter of our faith, our Lord Jesus.
那主就不断的更新变化我们。
And the Lord will constantly renew and transform us.
在几个月前，我们得知金松弟兄得癌症不久。
A few months ago, when we heard the news that Brother Song Jin, when he had the diagnosis of cancer,
我们知道这段时间弟兄姐妹都为着弟兄多有祷告。
We do know that we have many brothers and sisters have been praying for him.
但在一次和弟兄的谈话当中，弟兄跟我分享到。
And recently, in a discussion with him, our brother shared with me.
他在信心里面，他知道主必保守他经过这一次的急难。
That in faith, he knew that the Lord will protect him through this great trial.
但主也启示我们的弟兄。
And yet the Lord also revealed to our brother.
虽然知道这个结果是平安的。
Yes, the end result is peace.
但是在整个这个治疗和恢复的过程当中。
But through this whole treatment as well as a recovery time.
他仍要一步一步不断地来仰望主，来依靠主。
He still needs to look to the Lord and trust in the Lord step by step.
感谢主给我们有这样的机会。
We thank the Lord for such an opportunity.
我们能够和同在难处中的弟兄姐妹们一起来学习，并且经历靠着那加给我力量的 凡事都能做。
That together with our brothers and sisters in all of their difficulties and illness, we can all come to experience Him who strengthens us.
靠着那加给我们力量的主，我们能够面对各样的试炼和环境。
According to Him who strengthens us, that we can encounter various trials and circumstances.
感谢主，既然主的话告诉我们，靠着那加给我们力量的。凡事都能。
We thank the Lord. God's word says that I can do all things through Him who strengthens me.
盼望主借着今天的信息来激励我们每一位。
We hope that today's message will encourage every one of us.
愿主的爱早晨也来激励我们这些蒙恩的人。
We pray that His love would also constrain every one of us.
叫我们能够好好来学习靠着那加给我们力量的。
So that we would learn how to rely and trust in Him who strengthens us.
在还要继续的这段试炼当中，
and that as we continue on in this time of testing,
我们能够靠他忍受试炼，
that through him we would endure this testing,
靠他攻克己身，
and that we would also restrain our flesh,
靠他忠心尽责，
and that we would also faithfully bear our responsibility,
能够在这疫情期间能够活出一个荣耀神讨神喜悦的生活。
So that during this time of the pandemic, we may all live a life that would give glory to God.
我们再低头一起祷告。
Shall we bow for another word of prayer?
主，我们感谢你早晨的话语。
Lord, we thank you this morning for your words.
愿你的圣灵在我们里面来成就你所喜悦的旨意。
May the Holy Spirit accomplish all that is according to your will.
叫我们能够在这疫情的期间，
that during this time of the pandemic,
我们一同来经历靠着那加给我们力量的。
We would all come to experience Him who strengthens us.
叫我们能够荣耀你，能够讨你的喜悦。
So that we may give you glory and please you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.